biggest story of the week has been the Bombers. 2-7, they've been smashed a couple of times. Their only wins have been against Adelaide by 4 points and Hawthorn. And the coach is starting to become increasingly under pressure. Caroline Wilson usually has a pretty good read on how these things may play out. She spoke on 5AA last night.
But the big question for me is, you know, Essendon and their footy culture, which is clearly not working at the moment. I think this is so similar to what Richmond went through, to what Geelong went through back in the earlier 2000s. I think we'll see changes, definitely see changes at the coaching level. I'd be amazed if Ben Rutten, though, was removed. I think he survives and I think he's back. And I think that some of his assistants will go. And I think they'd realise that there's a bit too much serious, not enough friendly communication around that assistant and all of the coaches, really, and not enough extroverts among the playing group and not enough leadership. So unlike Richmond and Geelong, my only caveat on that is, you know, those two clubs had some bona fide stars, and I don't know how many Essendon really have.
So there's a fair bit in that, Kingy. She believes that Ben Rutten will be backed in as the coach, but there'll be significant change amongst the assistants, maybe not dissimilar to what happened at Richmond at the end of 2016, where you back the coach in, but you move basically all of the assistant coaches and it had good results. Not enough extroverts amongst the playing group and not enough fun.
Well, let's call out who the boring guys are. Who are they? We got Blake Carousel. Is he boring, Blake?
Don't know, Blake. I couldn't comment.
Okay. Daniel G in Syracuse. Is he boring?
Doesn't seem to be boring. I've met him a couple of times.
Dale Tapping. Been around a long time. His stories might have got a bit old. Dale, come on, mate. Refresh, please. Cam Roberts. Lee Tudor. He's got some good stories. He's an entertaining guy.
I must admit, I don't see Ben Rutten smile very often. And doesn't have a lot to smile about. But the head coach, I guess, could be accused of being somewhat boring.
Losing's boring.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? When you're winning, no one talks about who your assistant coaches are. No one talks about how many introverts. Did one person talk about the introverts at the end of last season when they flew home and they had a good, you know, last half a dozen games and they had this offense that was just humming. And we all just thought, okay, all they've got to do is tinker a little bit with the defense. You know, be a little bit harder to play against and they'll be okay. Nothing to do with introverts. It's amazing how far we go with our dissection of every little microcosm of the football club when things are going poorly.
That wouldn't just be us, though. That would be them. Like that information comes, like the good journalists have information coming from the club. That I don't think that's her view. That would be a view coming from the club, don't you think?
Yeah, but they would have known all of this, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
This is not a new thing, surely.
So Ben Rutten spoke yesterday, and it's been, I mean, the story
before you leave it, how do you fix it? So how do you fix it? So we're nine rounds down. How do you fix it?
Well, that's the question that you could only answer if you were there. But it starts with having a playing group that is competitive and drives effort and drives standards. And you recruit players that hate being beaten. And you compete at training and you compete over preseason training and you play with pride. I just don't see any of that. So you can't fix any game plan. You can't fix introverts, extroverts, fun until you start having a crack. And I know that is so basic. But any game plan revolves around effort. I mean, you can have the best game plan in the world. If the players don't show intent and effort and competitiveness and fight and will and desire, your game plan will fail. And so it's hard to know if the game plan is going to be a success at the Bombers until the players dig in.
Yeah, so Caro says this is like Richmond. I don't think this is like Richmond because I think Richmond had more pieces.
They did. I think they did lose that last game in 2016 by massive amount. But they were mocked. I mean, they had had more probably finals appearances that didn't go deep.
Do you think it's similar to Richmond?
Well, I don't know if it's similar, but what I do know is that it's a copycat industry. So I would think that Essendon are going, well, that's what Richmond did. They backed in the coach and he's only been there for a short period of time. So I've got no issue if they want to back Ben Rutten in and they think he's the guy. But because Richmond did it, doesn't mean it's going to work at Essendon. So let's hear from the coach, Ben Rutten. He spoke yesterday. The biggest talking point this week has been their lack of support, I guess, for one of their players and their inability to stand up physically.
Dylan's a great person. He adds a lot to our footy club. He adds a lot to us out on the field. We haven't played with the hard edge that we need to. And it's not about Dylan Shield, it's about all of us as a football club. We need to stand up for each other, that's pretty clear. I thought Andy McGrath, after the Jai Caldwell incident, that's the level that we expect of our players. I thought that was fantastic leadership. I thought it was a display of someone who really cares about the footy club.
They made one change, Kingy. If they need to stand up more physically, that's the coach's words. They made one change. Poor old Tommy Cutler.
Tommy, it was all Tommy's fault, was it?
It's Tommy's fault.
Tommy, what have you done? And they brought in Devin Smith,
who was
the problem 3 weeks ago. So this to me is, okay, I'm picking the best team that I can possibly put out in the park to give ourselves the best chance of winning this week. I'm just going to accept a few sins of the past. Hey, but this is it. Last chance saloon. Put up or shut up this week. And it's a big challenge. Big Richmond stage. In dream time. There's nowhere to hide this week. So, this is the last roll of dice, and let's see what they bring.
That's a great. I reckon that's a great read on it. I reckon it's the last. It's the last go. So if you don't put up and shut up, Draper, I'm not copping four touches and a tackle. I'm just not copping it. I need to see Aaron. I'm not having four touches, Aaron Francis, and you keep your spot in the side and no tackles. Like Jake Kelly's been brought in to be the hard edge. He gets beaten more than any defender, I think, one on one in the game. That's just incredible. I mean, that was his strength. He's a dour, rugged defender who's tough and does drive standards. He just gets beaten time and time after again. So there's some players that are lucky to be playing. But
it's Bombers in the middle, fans, mate. It's all in the middle.
I understand.
It's all in the middle. You know what? You midfielders, here you go again.
I need
you're
more from Draper.
You're a midfielder. Like, when you talk about who wins
say
the
Draper.
Games,
I did say Draper.
You're the ruckman. You haven't mentioned one midfielder.
No, I have a lot. So Merritt and Parrish one tackle each. They've got to get going.
They have to.
It's
as simple as that. My fascination for this game is the starting lineup, the starting four first bounce. If it's Merritt, Parrish and Scheel or McGrath, either or, they're the same player, I'd be disappointed. I think he's got to make a statement with prioritising positions on the field.
What else do they have, though?
Perkins has a go. I'd put Heppel in there. First 5 minutes of the game, you're the captain. Right. Go and show us the way. Put your head over the footy. Set the standard for us. Raise the bar a little bit from what we've had to accept from those same three or four players for a month.